laughs that you bust out of prison.
Breaking news, Brooke Singman of Fox News Digital has discovered exclusively that the FBI is now investigating the former CIA director John Brennan and the former FBI director James Comey in conjunction with the genesis of the Russia investigation. This comes after the CIA declassified last week a report into how that all came about.
It reminds me of like the Austin Powers movie where he's like, why won't you die? It's the Russia collusion story. Will not die, but this time it's being brought back to life by the victorious Trump part two situation in the White House. It's amazing that this entire story has lived out this entire decade. We've been doing this for a decade now almost, and Donald Trump's on top. We're getting to the bottom of it, or are we? Let's ask Will Chamberlain, bring him back on to the Annie Fry Show, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. Will, I had a heartwarming moment when I saw these charges being brought against Comey and Brennan. I want answers. I wonder if you think we're going to get them.
Well, so first off, I hate to burst your bubble just a little bit, but the charges haven't been brought yet. We are
hopefully.
Just all that has been confirmed is that there is a criminal investigation into Brennan. And I believe that there's been that's open and underway. There's also been a referral for James Comey. I don't know that the DOJ confirmed that the investigation of the investigation of Comey is also underway as well. So there's been confirmed of that investigations of both are coming. That doesn't mean that much. It just means there's FBI people looking into it and seeing if they can put together a prosecutable case. They're looking at the inception of the Russia investigation, whether or not there were crimes committed in the sort of deceptive and rushed effort to try and bring forward this false narrative that President Trump was in bed with the Russians. And then they're also looking about whether or not there's perjury and false statements made to Congress. That's the core of it. But we're not even at the charging stage. We're in purely the investigation.
So we're going to do things differently in this administration than the other one, where you find out what you want to charge first and then you try to do the investigations to win the public's opinion over. Are you saying the Trump administration that wants Donald Trump at least wants revenge, they're not just going to do it the Biden way?
Apparently not. Apparently they're actually going to go ahead and, you know, figure out whether or not these people have committed crimes before charging them with crimes. Now, I will say normally this is not the normal course of procedure. Normally they don't, publicly announce investigations. And I guess they haven't here, but certainly some DOJ sources leaked the existence of these investigations to Fox News.
So
both Brennan and Comey are notorious leakers themselves, so I don't think they have much to complain about.
True. Do you feel like, I mean, James Comey is one of the most smug people that I've seen in the swamp, come out of the swamp and look like he never got any swamp on him, although I think he is the swamp creature. Do you feel like, is he nervous at all today that anything, he's going to get anything coming to him?
I don't know. Maybe it's hard to say. I'm sure he's not looking forward to the prospect of a federal criminal investigation, but he's had this coming. I mean, he admitted publicly to some really shady behavior, especially at the beginning of the first Trump term when he went after Michael Flynn. He knew that he shouldn't have been able to send his FBI agents into the White House and have them interview Michael Flynn without the say of, you know, without the sign off of the White House counsel. And he didn't get it. And I remember he was at a conference and he's like, in a more mature White House, I would have had to get clearance from but, you know, because it was the beginning, they didn't really know what they were doing. So I was able to get my guys in there right away. It's like, oh, you mean you were planning out a way to be insubordinate against the White House, which was your boss. And you're bragging about this in public because you can. I think. You know, that arrogance may come back to bite him.
The biggest question that I have, and I mean, if I had the answer to this, I'd be writing a book and making millions of dollars on it, like Comey and Brennan. I want to know, with all those actions like what you're talking about, and that is just scratching the surface on the usurping that took place with these individuals, why would they do it? What were they afraid of if Donald Trump got elected? Or why did they have to work so hard to get Hillary Clinton elected? Because certainly their actions were trying to put a fist on the scale, not just a finger on the scale. They were trying to steal an election, which is what they manufactured against Trump. Do we know what they were so afraid of or why they would go to these lengths to try to put their finger on the scale?
We don't know. But, you know, one can guess because you just have to get back to the mindset. It's hard to remember what people were talking about in 2015. That's 10 years ago now, you know, 2015, 2016, when all this was going on. It's a long time ago. But people really thought Trump was like going to be a complete insane dictator. I remember that the left and even a lot of moderate Republican centrist types were Trump is insane. The country will be destroyed. Clearly not. Clearly, that's not borne out by the evidence at all. And it was ridiculous, honestly, at the time. But it was a lot of people really thought it. And so, you know, that combination plus the idea that everybody expected Hillary to win. And so they, you know, I'm sure these people felt like they were doing Hillary a favor and they could expect a favor returned when President Hillary was in office. So a combination of those two things.
I have to recoil when you say President Hillary. It's still, still a little spooky to hear that. Yeah. You never know. 2028's right around the corner. Do you feel like the people who are, so is the investigation right now into Comey and into Brennan is in the hands of the FBI? Is that correct?
Yes.
And this is Cash Patel's FBI?
Yes.
Do we trust that?
Yeah, of course we trust Cash. Why wouldn't we trust Cash?
Well, there's a lot of questions out there right now as to whether or not
he can
handle
those. Oh my gosh, those are so silly. Cash Patel is responsible for uncovering much of the wrongdoing related to Russiagate. People need to remember that. This is the guy who, when he was working for Devin Nunes, uncovered so much of the nonsense, what Adam Schiff was doing, what a number of other people inside the FBI were doing. He uncovered a lot of the information we found about Crossfire Hurricane. This is a guy who's been on our side for a very long time, loyal to the movement, loyal to the president. He is a very, very good faith actor. And the idea that people would presume some sort of bad faith here is absurd. He can absolutely be trusted. Now, I'm sure there are people underneath him who cannot, but he's still the guy in charge at the end of the day, and he can be trusted.
And that's kind of the situation that the president got elected into, which is they got to figure out where those weak links or the bureaucracy, the swamp links are. And to your point, like, who's better to do that than Cash Patel? But a lot of the questioning around the Epstein files, I suspect that we're not getting the whole picture, but also that maybe Cash Patel isn't in a position to say things that he can't publicly, for whatever particular reason, prove at this point in time. But with all of the people in Donald Trump's cabinet, with everything that has come together to support President Trump, now President Trump, then candidate Trump, America decided to put their trust in him. I don't know why all of a sudden we should question that trust when he seems to have a pretty good judge of character. And if he no longer trusts Cash Patel, or if he does still trust Cash or Pam Bondi or anybody, I feel like maybe he still gets the benefit of the doubt from his supporters.
Yeah. And I mean, of course he should. The alternative is to assume that the guy you elected and voted for is acting in bad faith with regards to the abuse of children. That's absurd. He's not doing that. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't more to the Epstein story. But the idea here is, I believe firmly that Cash and Dan are telling the truth when they say we don't have evidence pointing to third party criminality beyond what was prosecuted when it comes to Epstein and Maxwell. And that could be for one of two reasons. One of them is that really, you know, all the theories we had about broader criminality from third parties aren't true. And that really the criminality was centered on Maxwell bringing young women to Epstein. And that was the basis of it. The second option is that there was evidence of third party criminality that's been destroyed in the intervening 15 years. We have to remember this is a very old case. And a lot of administrations have been in charge prior to Cash and Dan now taking office. Does anybody really think they were just going to find, you know, the smoking gun evidence laying around in some FBI closet? No, that was never going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever you think, I mean, and I'm not sure which is more likely at this point, but whatever you think, it's very, you should just assume these guys are acting in good faith. And the other reason I'd say that is they, you know, when they were out of office, when they were private citizens, both Cash and Dan made some aggressive claims about the Epstein case. They were out there saying the FBI could do a lot more. They should release the list, blah, 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 blah. Now that they're in office, they're like, oh, I can't do that. And I think you have to look at that and say, they'd really like to be able to prove their initial predictions correct. So that the fact that they're now coming out and being like, guys, we can't do what we said we should be able to do, that's an admission against interest. I think they know they don't look good. I don't think they're having a good week.
Yeah.
But I think that's a reason to trust that they're telling the truth now, because if they could make it work, they would.
Yeah. The credibility of character to be able to go out there and know, man, this is going to suck after we did the cuts that are going to be put together of what Bongino said and what he's saying right now. And also, I think that everybody watching and listening, I've seen you talking a lot about this on X, and I encourage people to follow you at Will Chamberlain on X. You're very level, which is what I appreciate. Mm-hmm. X is not a place for where level-headed yeah. folks have discussions. So you are an outlier in that, and I appreciate that. But Trump keeps winning. Trump continues to be yes. right. And it's all the only reason why Trump hasn't been proved right on most things is because not enough time has passed yet. And so the freaking out, or the new word, panicking, like, have a beer and sit down and chill out and just wait a minute. And then you probably, like, all of that unnecessary energy spent towards freaking out and wringing your hands over whether or not this is going to turn out right. I mean, unless you don't have any other hobbies, I just don't know why people do it.
I mean, you got to think about it. The guy, like, went into office campaigning on securing the border. He did. Border crossings have dropped 95%. We've got a massive, 20 times increase in government funding for ICE and border security with a big, beautiful bill. Foreign policy, we have, basically a massive improvement in Iran. We've got multiple peace deals signed in Africa, one in Central Asia. He's doing what he said he would do on foreign policy and domestic policy. He's had an incredible 6 months. And then all of a sudden to flip out and be like, oh, yeah, actually, he's involved in a very incredibly complicated cover up of Jeffrey Epstein's involvement with Mossad or something. I like, what? No, calm down. you have to be able to accept the idea that I think people have really gotten fixed. It's like they went from thinking something might be possible vis-a-vis Epstein to believing with 100% certainty it was true. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, if we had told you 2 years ago that in 2 years Dan Bongino was going to go in and be the deputy director of the FBI and be the guy reviewing all these files, and then he'd come out and say, guys, I've looked at him, there's a lot less here than you think, and in terms of third party culpability, wouldn't you have said 2 years ago, like, okay,
yeah,
if that happens, like, okay, maybe we were wrong. Well, yeah, now it's happening.
And in a lot of the accusations, too, it's so important to highlight people who are trying to use this as an opportunity to say, well, Trump's definitely in the Epstein files. Folks, if he was in the Epstein files, we would have known it immediately. Look at what they were to the Comer Brennan thing. Look at what they were willing to make up. If they would have had actual evidence, please.
This is like the goofy libertarian thing. Like, not that all libertarians are goofy, but all goofy people are libertarian.
that's a good old logic right there.
That one. That's pretty good.
We're going to put that one on social media. I'm tagging you, and we're going to take the heat for it.
Yeah. That's a funny clip. But the point being that, like, you have a class of people that are really trying to get Trump, and they're angry about, like, the Iran strike, for instance, which I don't know why you're angry about that. The war ended 48 hours after the strike. We didn't kill a single person. But they're mad about that, or they're mad about something else. And so it's this, they're mad about the Jews, who knows? But then they end up kind of being super angry about the Epstein thing. And it's like, no. If you're actual, like, Trump MAGA voter, and what your policy concerns weren't ultimately the resolution of, like, a 20-year-old criminal case. They're immigration, the economy, jobs, foreign policy, no regime change wars. You're getting all of the things that he ran on, that you're getting his platform. And the people trying to spin you up and get you really angry about the Epstein stuff are probably not core members of the Trump coalition. And they're probably angry at Trump over other things. Like, Elon Musk is a good example of that.
Yeah. Amen. Well, sense and sensibility here with Will Chamberlain. Thank you for being here with us. We always appreciate you. Come back soon.
All right.
Take care. Bye bye. Will Chamberlain of Article 3 Project. As I said, the level-headedness on X with Will Chamberlain is always welcome. I like watching. He's willing to dive headfirst in, and I'm willing to just watch that happen because I don't have the fortitude to fight with people on X or to just throw out there some, okay, everybody calm down. Everything's going to be fine. I mean, that's not what X is for. X is for engagement. Anywho, let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, workplace trends, positive or negative. Of course, Wiggins America taking us where no other radio show would go. Next, don't go away. Something's in the air. Whoa.